Chaos. Not the first thing you think of when you think of Easter morning. Not what Mary expected when she came to the tomb this morning. Chaos. The inherent unpredictability in the behavior of a natural system. Mary has come this morning to prepare the body. Can you see her? Here she is, stunned and disoriented. Perhaps she is leaning over, or maybe she's kneeling. She thinks someone has taken the body. Will this madness never end, she wonders. 2 days ago, the body was placed in the tomb, but this morning, with the sun not even quite up yet, it's not where they left it. And she has looked. Along with the other women who accompany her, they have scoured the area. He is not only gone now, he is lost. Even in death, this man turns the world upside down. Mary does not know what awaits her in the next few moments. That she will be the start. That her experience this morning will be the first words on the first page of a new story. No, right now she is thinking about him and what he did for her, how he lifted her life out of the pit, and how she can't even do this simplest of deeds to show respect to the one who showed her the most respect, the most love, the most value she has ever known.
I don't know why you choose to die for one like me to set me free.
And now the chaos deepens. Angels arrive. But these are not like angels you and I know. Light and fluffy with soft wings perched atop Christmas trees. No. These angels glowed like lightning. The Imperial Guard who was assigned to watch the tomb was made up of tough men. And these angels caused these tough men to drop over as dead men. That's a gentle way of saying they fainted. And we might guess the angels' voices thundered to match their appearance. Why do you look for one living among the dead? They asked Mary. He is not here. He has risen just as he said he would. And suddenly, she remembers his words. Those confusing words he said about leaving them and dying, rebuilding. Could it be? And she is off, running to get the disciples to tell them about this craziness.
It don't seem right.
I can't put this together.
Who would choose this sacrifice?
I don't understand.
All for the
love
later that day. After Mary has roused the disciples and told them everything she saw or didn't see, she came back with them to show them firsthand. Now the perplexed disciples have all gone home. But Mary cannot go home. She stays near. Or maybe she's just catching her breath because this day has turned out nothing like she imagined it would be when she awoke in the dark. She tries to regain her bearings, get a sense of which way is up, but here comes chaos in full bloom and splendor because she hears her name. Mary. Her backbone straightens. Mary. Whirlwind and spinning, that voice. It is him. It is Jesus. She looks, and he is standing there before her. Smiling. Where did he come from? Breathing and blinking, and now maybe he laughs. And so does she. Is she dreaming now? Or delirious maybe? No, he is there with that beautiful soft morning light across his face. She wishes the others were here to see this, but then she quiets that thought and just takes in the sight of this man. He is alive. How is this possible? What does this mean? What does this mean?